Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, memory number 90, Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hello and welcome to Memory 90 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. So I've got some good news. We've started planning a Disney trip, and this is one I have no experience with, so we're enlisting some help from Mouse Fan Travel to help us plan our Disney cruise. Yep, that's right, we're going to take a cruise. My dad is having a milestone birthday, so the whole family is interested in doing a cruise together. We're looking at next January at this point, so plans are starting to come together, and I, for one, just can't wait. We started watching some of the videos online, and the kids got very excited to go there, but they have no concept of where we were actually talking about. It will be so much fun. I'm looking forward to seeing their faces as we enjoy this together, kind of like, you know, how I'm looking forward to see their faces on the attraction from today's memory. Today's memory was requested by Mandy. You know, the same one from Memory 53, Dinosaur. She sent me a message on Facebook asking for Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. She went on to tell me about her favorite memory. So I've been to Walt Disney World 5 times on holiday. The first 4 years, I always came out last in my family, and my sister would always win, being very competitive. However, on our 5th year, I went on just expecting the usual, coming in last, but I hit all of the hidden targets as soon as I went on and was storming ahead, and for once, I had finally won. My sister wanted to go back to beat my score, but never could. It was great. Mandy, I can totally relate to family competition, which is actually kind of the reason I'm not a huge fan of this attraction. It's a lot of fun, and I enjoy it, but I just don't see the pull, personally. I don't think there's much depth to the environment. Personally, I think the Frontierland Shooting Gallery has more theming. I say all this because I don't have very many recordings of the attraction. I just hardly ever go on it. But that's my opinion, and I wanted to hear yours. So, like usual, I tossed the request out on social media sites and got the following responses. On Facebook, Erica wrote, "My family looks forward to this ride every trip. We always have a competition between my mom, dad, little sister, and I to see who can get the highest score. We always have a blast on this ride no matter what we score, and we usually take a picture in front of the jail that Zerg is in the gift shop afterwards. Susan also wrote on Facebook, I received my highest score ever on a recent visit. The ride stopped temporarily, perhaps for guests or in a wheelchair or to transfer a ride vehicle, and I took shameless advantage to rack up the points. And one more from Facebook, this one from Michael. He wrote, I remember on one trip, there was hardly a crowd at the Magic Kingdom, and my wife and I went through the attraction 4 times in a row. I love how this isn't a passive ride and gives you a chance to be part of the action. Alright, so yeah, I'm in the minority on this one, I guess. That said, I do have a memory to share with you. Today we're going back to the anniversary trip in 2006. Tracy and I have arrived early in the morning for our first full day at the Magic Kingdom. We've walked into the park, stopped to listen to the Dapper Dans, and made our way towards Tomorrowland. After a quick ride on Space Mountain, we noticed the line for Buzz was really short, so we got in line. Unfortunately, they were having minor difficulties, as you'll hear. We still wait only about 5 minutes or so before we're loaded onto a ride vehicle, and we're off. Today's memory is in binaural, so I'd suggest putting the headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we spin our way to infinity and beyond!
It's on a belt.
Thank you.
connected.
There's a shade, but it's projected onto that shade. I think so. I don't know.
Listen up. Green Squadron will retrieve the power cell of refugees to concentrate on those robots. We'll rendezvous at Planet C. I will remain here at Star Command to coordinate this. Battle stations, report to the flight deck for immediate launch to infinity and beyond. All right, Engineer Space Rangers, listen up. Green Squadron is on the power to store your gear.
And keep an eye on those.
Good luck.
Good news, Space Rangers. Mission will resume immediately. Star Command, over and out.
Attention, Space Rangers. Remain seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the space boot. Get your gear stowed. Keep an eye on those kids. As my gear, over.
Send Space Ranger, please remain seated. Mission resume momentarily. Star Command, over and out. Mission resume immediately. Star Command, over and out.
Buena suerte.
Come in, Space Rangers. Do you read me? During your mission, remain seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside your space cruiser. Be sure to stow your gear and keep an eye on those kids. Good luck, Rangers.
Permanezcan seguros.
73, I have stopped again.
Good. Space Ranger, please remain seated. Your mission is still momentary. Start command over.
This could be the problem.
How's everybody doing? Secret of the day. Don't drop a bag of ponchos in the ride. It stops the ride.
Oh, no. Is it squashed on the track? Ponchos. Is it squashed on the track somewhere?
What?
Is it on the track itself? Or is it just in between?
No, it got stuck in the chain, but there's a sensor up there. And the sensor, not about the boards, well, they're trying to get it out. I thought they had it all, but when it came around again, that same car still has some stuff in it.
Somebody dropped a backpack once about the size of your backpack. It came out the size of a wallet by the time they got
you. Just kidding.
It got crushed.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, go ahead. All the way down to first empty car, please. All the way down, guys.
Quick, quick. And they'll beat you. Steering. You want to drive it? Right there.
Got to hit Zurich's forces when it counts. Z marks the spot.
Shoot the Z's. You drive this one.
Remember, mission accomplished, Space Rangers. Check the status board to review your score. Remember, to infinity and beyond.
Oh, planetary pilot. You're a space scout. Okay.
Thanks again to Mandy for the request, and thank you to all of you that took time to like, comment, and share your memories with us. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at www-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter, and Pinterest, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and you want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list, or maybe mention us in a tweet on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you want to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on the website for other great information that helps support this show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Let's have a hand for our show.